Today we're talking about stalking your more successful friends on Facebook.
Hey Ray, check this out. This guy has more than 10,000 likes on his Facebook. Damn.
Wait, that's my Facebook page.
What? Let's talk about that, man. All right, we just started off with a very awkward moment right there. This is VidTalk here in the 8 o'clock hour on ICRT FM 100, brought to you by VoiceTube. Our website is voicetube.com/radio, voicetube.com actually. Monday, 8 to 8:30 p.m. This is JR, and sitting next to me,
I'm Ray.
That's right, and he has more than 10,000 likes on his Facebook. Damn, I hate him. More than I have. But anyways, the show is brought to you every Monday night. And what we do is we choose a video. Well, actually, you choose a video for us. Mm-hmm. And we talk about this video, which is going viral on the internet. And we talk about the English that is used within this clip. And it's very funny, very silly, by the way. We teach you the English and we give you challenges throughout the show.
Mm-hmm. 所以 VidTalk 就是 Video Talk， 我们会每个礼拜带给你最新最有趣的影片，并且教你里面的英文用法。更多的是呢，我们教你这些的英文用法，你可以跟我们互动，到我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio 就可以留下你的语音或是文字讯息。这些讯息我们会在下一集里面选出来，在节目中播出。
That's right, we give you challenges.To leave a message of the usage of the English that we've been teaching throughout the shows. And when you leave a message, we might choose your stuff as material for the next show, all right? Mm-hmm. So leave a voice message or a text message, either will do. Mm-hmm. And also, you get to decide to vote for which video that we're going to be talking about next Monday night.
Right, 所以我们每次最下面会给你四个影片让你看，所以你可以看了之后呢，决定一下你觉得哪一个最有趣，最想要我跟 JR 讨论哪一个影片。And that is what you did last week. And today we are talking about this video that you chose for us, and it's of a very interesting topic. It's called Facebook stalking your more successful friends. Okay.
It's actually a very funny clip. It's a song.
It's a song, right? It's a parody song by College Humor. We've covered them in the past with the Apple Watch.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I like them so much.
They're really funny. They're a humor group that make parody videos. So today we're talking about this video on the topic of the ever so familiar Facebook.
And
right.
It's very popular in Taiwan, by the way. So I got a question first to kick things off here.
Right.
Ray, how often do you use Facebook?
Okay, I was introduced to Facebook when I was still in high school. And ever since then, I use Facebook more than I would like to admit.
I use it a lot. I'm a high user.
Justifies
everything. Because I see your posts coming up every day.
Right. So I do use it daily. And there was actually this one time. I'm so used to using Facebook, you know. And there was this one time when I was scrolling through Facebook on my mobile phone, on my cell phone. Mm-hmm. Right. And I got bored. And then intuitively, you know, without even being conscious of it, I switched to my laptop and I went on Facebook to scroll through the same things because I was bored. So that's how deep I'm in within the trap of Facebook.
It's like second nature to you already. Yes. Like, I need to watch Facebook or I'll die.
It's a very bad habit. I actually go online and search for tutorials. How do you break the addiction of Facebook?
Oh, really?
You have to set a timer.
It's come to that extent?
Yeah, you have to control yourself. You have to set a time schedule, stuff like that.
You're sick, man. You're sick. You need to live with me. I'm the kind of person that tends to keep away from this kind of stuff.
Really?
I'm trying, yeah. Uh-huh. Really hard. It's hard to, but I think it's... You know, it wastes too much time.
Yeah, that's the first thing.
And there's a lot of garbage messages and information that you don't need to know.
Yeah,
but you don't need to know. Mm. Yeah, so I try to avoid it as much as I can.
So you also have a personal Facebook and a Facebook page, right?
Yeah, I do.
So for your personal Facebook, how many friends do you have?
I have around like 700.
700, yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
I only add friends that are truly friends.
Oh,
if you know what I mean.
In real life.
Yeah, because a Facebook friend doesn't mean he's truly your friend. But I tend to keep it that way with my personal account. Only if I know you and if I interact with you on a daily basis, or if I know you in real life, you're really a friend of mine, will I add you to my personal account.
So how many would you say out of the 700 are active users on Facebook, active friends on Facebook?
You know what? That's a tricky question because I'm not an active user, so I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
But I do use my public account more often.
So,
yeah, but not as often as you do because apparently you have a lot of new material.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just posts. You have new stuff coming up on your Facebook.
You know why? It's because I think, especially for Taiwan, it's very saturated. The usage rate of Facebook, almost every single person has a Facebook.
This is a phenomenon that I think needs more research on because in Taiwan, we are the population that uses like our cell phones for the most hours per day.
Yeah, that's true. That's
like
true.
4 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we are the population that uses Facebook the most
right.
on this earth. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that basically translates to a truckload of people in Taiwan use Facebook every single day. Like your parents, your boss, your ex-boyfriend, girlfriend, your long-lost friend, your arch-enemy, they're all on Facebook.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
And you can connect to them as easily as, you know, a click. They're just all a click away. But they're also very distant because of that Facebook barrier. You're not seeing them face-to-face. Mm-hmm. You're just interacting. A lot of the friendships you have and relationships you have nowadays are just maintained through the internet.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird to think about it too. Mm. You know, it's not face to face anymore. It's not in real life anymore.
So they say if you want to know if somebody's your true friend, just wait till your birthday. Because if you get a phone call from him or get a visit from him, hey, you know he's a true friend. If you get a Facebook message saying happy birthday, he's not your friend.
You can't really say that. That's overgeneralizing, but I get your point.
Yeah, you get my point.
And also, because so many people are using Facebook, there's this thing called the news feed, right? 动态新闻. The main news page of your Facebook, right? You see what the others are up to. So that's called your news feed. And there's this special way that the news feed works. Most of us will think that the news feed, it orders the post chronologically. That means in a timely manner. Yeah, so from the newest one to the oldest one. But it's not how it actually works. How it actually works is that the news feed only gives you the most popular posts. So the post with most likes, the post that's most
replies.
Yeah, that get most replies, get most comments.
Or gets shared the most.
Gets shared the most. Those are the posts that you see popping up to your newsfeed.
So you can be likely seeing a post that's been like a month ago if it's viral on the internet.
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, that's how it works.
Yeah, so the newsfeed, it's designed so that you want to stick with it.
Uh-huh.
It's designed so that you don't get all those like
boring messages,
material.
Like, happy
boring
birthday.
Yeah. So let's bring this discussion back to our video here. What is this video about?
So the video is about Facebook stalking. It's actually a music video, and it's very funny. So you should check it out during our break. We're gonna hit this break in a bit short bit. But this video is this guy. It looks like a home buddy, a nerd.
Yeah.
He's in his room. He has shorts on. It looks like he just woke up from bed, and he has this messy hair. He's playing his guitar. And he starts to sing with a very nerdy voice. But then it gets better and better. Yeah, I think he's a really good singer, actually.
Yeah,
he's just pretending to be nerdy. So he sings this song. He's like a loser. He has no accomplishments in his life. And he's looking at his friends on Facebook. And all of his friends are successful, sensational. Some have been casted on HBO. Some are traveling around the world, doing all kinds of stuff. Very fruitful lives. And he is just like so sad about his own life and stalking his friends all night long. So the first sentence started off with, I stayed up till 5 a.m. again, just watching my friends on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook stalking my more successful friends.
But you gotta wait until the end of the song, because he makes a turnaround.
Right.
He turns the table, and you'll find it very interesting there. Alright, so remember to watch the video in just a bit. Alright, and since we're talking about Facebook, there are some terminology within with Facebook that we can learn from,
like 专有名词,
friend request,
交友的邀请请求, right?
赞 is like
right.
Give me a like, give me a 赞, a thumbs up. Facebook stalking is not what we see as like 追踪, not the 追踪
follow,
yeah.
不是只是追踪他,
追踪功能 是 follow, right?
Yeah.
I'm sort of confused with this kind of stuff, but Facebook stalking is what they use in this video. It's like 跟踪你的朋友, like stalking your friends on Facebook, like following
on the internet.
Yeah.
So stalking in real life, it means like you're wearing maybe a hoodie, you're in the dark, you're trying to follow someone home.
Following somebody in a creepy way.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And intentionally, like purposely, you're following him or her.
Yeah.
To achieve some goal, some means, some ends.
Weird goal, evil plot.
So for Facebook stalking, it's like you are looking at every single post that they had.
And resenting them. Why are they so successful? Damn, why do they have more friends than I do?
Looking at all their photos, all their posts, all their status updates. Yeah. That's called Facebook stalking.
And there's also poke, which is the most useless function on Facebook.
Yeah, poking.
What is that
it's
useful
for? It's just
a
basic interaction. It means like they are trying to interact with you. In a way, right?
In an annoying way.
Nothing, right? Completely nothing.
Because I get poked sometimes and I'm like, what? Why? If you have something to say, just say it. Come on.
It's like one word. Why?
Yeah, why?
Okay. Finally, I want to bring to the discussion one factor. It's called the filter factor.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of the turning point within the song. So like JR, you said, there are two parts of the song, right? The first part, he's Facebook stalking, he's feeling sad, he's feeling they're all so successful and you're getting nowhere in life. But at the second part, things start to take a change. This is because of the filter factor. So what I'm going to talk about here is when we get to the bottom of this, it's just natural, it's just human nature that we want to portray our best. So on Facebook, we don't say things that are negative, more or less. We just want to talk
bring
about
out the best
bring
side
out the
of
best
ourselves.
Side of ourselves. We just want to discuss the best parts of our life, the highlights,
it's
right?
Like it's sugar-coated.
Exactly. It's sugar-coated.
Come on.
Would like to be presented in a good fashion, in a good... You want to paint it in a good way so that you wrap yourself, you present yourself in a fancy wrapping. So that's what's happening on Facebook, on the newsfeed of all the popular posts. People are actually putting their best out and you're just seeing that filtered life that they have, the highlights. You only see the highlights.
Yeah. So you're letting it beat your self-esteem, actually, because they're using like marketed stuff.
yeah.
Against you.
Yeah, so you don't need to feel so bad
about it. You don't have to take it in so seriously.
Yeah, you have to take account of the filter factor that they only portray the best.
Yeah, or just quit Facebook. That's the the easiest way to do it.
So this song about Facebook stalking, we are going to play it to you straight, fresh, and complete.
Yeah, it's time to hear some music right now.
Yep, so we will take a short break first, though. Yeah.
Well, me and Ray will take a break, and you're going to be listening to the song.
Yep, and you can listen to it. And after the song, we'll come back and bring you some of the English used within the song.
All right, check this out.
Stayed up till 5 a.m. again. Fuffle, Facebook stalking my more successful friends. Jack's got a house, Jane's in Tangier. I made $11,000 last year. Your girlfriend's a 10 and mine's not even real. Facebook stalking my more successful. Show. I'm on my ass watching HBO Go, but I can't pay attention cause I'm checking my phone. Facebook stalking my more successful friends. You got 99 likes on a pic on Throwback Thursday of you doing hover hand with Helen Hunt. My timeline's dead year round, except my birthday.
Oh, so sad!
And I haven't had a friend request in months. But I only get half the story when I'm fuffle, Facebook stalking my more successful friends. house just got repossessed. Jane to jail in Tangier for writing fake checks. HBO got Zach Braff and fired poor Jeff. And Jeff's cat just got feline AIDS. But da-da-da-da, meow, meow, meow.
That's the worst kind of AIDS there is.
They all make it look like they're living the dream. Nobody's life is as cool as it seems. You can bet your sweet ass they're just as lonely as me. Facebook stalking my more successful friends. But da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Facebook stalking my more successful friends.
I love that song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
I love how it ends, and at the end, how he turns the table and makes fun of his friends.
Yeah. So, what do you guys think of the song? What do you think of the song?
I loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool song.
I love mocking people.
Parodies. 所以这一首歌嘛，刚刚我们听了完整那首歌，那我们现在要进入到我们分享一下里面英文的用法。那我们选了五个里面的歌词，那我们会稍微先给你刚刚听过的那一句之后呢，然后给你翻译，然后教你要怎么样使用这一些英文的用法。Okay, let's go to our first lyric of today.
Your girlfriend's a 10 and mine's not even real.
你的女朋友简直完美，而我的根本不存在。
Your girlfriend's a 10 and mine's not even real. So he's probably talking about a cyberspace.
Yeah.
A virtual girlfriend.
Yeah. 所以这边我们要看的是 a 10. What do you mean when you say someone is a 10?
So when you say somebody's a 10, that means 10 out of 10. 十分里面的满分十分。
Right. So perfect means perfect. 所以简直完美。
Unlike our math scores, we get 10s too.
But 10 out of 100.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so this one, your girlfriend's a 10 and mine's not even real. So your 女朋友简直完美，而我的根本就不存在。Let's move on to our next sentence.
Next sentence.
Next lyrics.
You got 99 likes on a pic on Throwback Thursday. Of you two in hover hand with Helen Hunt.
你上传的一张旧照片得到了99个赞，上面还是你摆出尴尬手势跟海伦·亨特的合照。
Okay, you got 99 likes on a pic on Throwback Thursday of you doing overhand with Helen Hunt.
Okay, 所以这边我们要看的是Throwback Thursday. It's a very interesting word, Throwback Thursday. What is Throwback Thursday?
I think it's a cyberspace kind of thing, right?
Phenomenon, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what is it?
So you can say hashtag,TBT, that basically means Throwback Thursday. So you know there are social media websites like Instagram, like Twitter, right?
Yeah.
So there's this culture of adding hashtags to your photo so that people will know its relevance. Like what is it related to? What is the theme? So if you hashtag TBT, that means you are uploading a photo that's old.
Oh,
so Throwback Thursday 就是说你加上这个标记之后，你的意思是说你在上传的这个照片是一个老照片，是一个过去的照片。而且为什么叫做我们知道 Throwback 嘛 ，Throw 丢嘛 ，Back 往后，所以这个是一个之前发生的事情。那为什么是 Thursday？ 是因为 Throwback Thursday 的照片通常来讲都是在礼拜四播出去的。
Oh, why? How did this start? By the way,
I'm not sure how it started, but it's just.There, so it's just like a tradition. People just do it on Thursday.
You have to do this on Thursday.
Yes, and it's interesting that you brought it up because there's also another thing called the Flashback Friday. Because 星期四不够，所以他们又加了一个 Flashback Friday.
I only know Friday the 13th.
No, so Flashback 也是回溯过去嘛，所以 Flashback Friday 就是他们如果想要在礼拜五 po 这种怀旧的照片。他们就会 hashtag
actually the same, right?
Friday. Yeah, it's just a different day. Thursday, Friday. Yeah, that kind of thing.
People just make up different names to do what they want.
Yeah, that's true. That's the internet for you folks.
Yeah.
所以 hashtag TBT 或者是 Throwback Thursday 就是可以说是怀旧星期四。所以你在 po 一个怀旧的照片的时候就可以 hashtag TBT. So it's what talked about here. You got 99 likes on a pic on Throwback Thursday.
All right, let's go to our next sentence in the lyrics. Here it is.
They all make it look like they're living the dream.
他们把一切包装得好像自己活在梦中。
They all make it look like they're living the dream.
所以 make it look like they are living the dream. Living the dream. It's dreams again. We talked about dreams a lot in our on BitTalk.
Yeah.
Waking up, dreaming. What are your dreams? 5 ways not to follow your dream. Why is waking up so hard? Here we are talking about dream again. 那这边的 dream 是什么意思？
Well, they're living the dream means living the good life.
That's right. 所以就是活得非常好，对，活的这个梦想的生活，
人人称羡的生活。
Oh, right, right, that's right.
You see, my Chinese is good. I keep on emphasizing that.
Yeah, I'll give you that credit. They're living the dream. Okay, can you make a sentence in English, though?
I'll make a sentence with the next sentence combined together.
Okay.
All right, okay. So here's the next sentence in the lyrics.
Nobody's life is as cool as it seems.
没有人真的过得像他们形容的那么酷。
But nobody's life is as cool as it seems. Mm-hmm.
So, as cool as it seems. 通常是 not as cool as it seems. Not as something as it seems.
没有看起来的那么酷啦。那么酷，没有想象中那么酷。
没有想象中那么好。所以这边你可以把这个酷代替成其他的形容词。It's not as good as it seems. It's not as wonderful as it seems. It's not as helpful as it seems.可以随便代换里面的形容词。
Yeah, so I'm gonna make a sentence combining with the previous one.
You mean living the dream and as cool as it seems?
Yeah.
Okay.
So people may think that me and Ray are living the dream because we're radio hosts.
Oh, but it's not as cool as it seems?
I was gonna say, but it is.
Oh, okay. No, you said you're gonna combine the two, I thought. Okay, okay, my mistake. Right, so they...
So you don't think it's cool?
No, I think it's cool, but because this is... Okay, 越描越黑, okay, never mind.
Yeah, actually, we're just human, you know, but we have the privilege to be here on the air and be silly and to talk nonsense.
Yeah, and we have you as our audience to listen to us talk nonsense.
Which we are really thankful.
Okay, say not as something as it seems, 就是没有形容的那么怎么样。
Yeah, so the sentence would be, people may think that me and Ray are living the dreams, mm-hmm. but it's not as cool as it seems.
这样子的话就是人们觉得我们活得What was that? 人人称羡的生活?
Yeah.
But, 但是其实没有形容的那么酷。Okay? Yeah. That's not actually...
It's okay. It's just minor cool.
It's like soft, like lightweight cool.
Yeah, lightweight cool. It's cool.
Okay, let's move on to our final sentence of today.
You can bet your sweet ass, they're just as lonely as me.
你可以完完全全的确定他们其实跟我一样孤单。
You can bet your sweet ass...They're just as lonely as me. Can we say that on the
air? Yeah.
Sweet ass. We just said it. Who cares?
So, bet your sweet ass. 这边的意思是说你可以完全的确定。你可以打赌。就是你可以用什么当赌注呢?用 your sweet ass 当赌注。所以就是很确定的意思啦。You can't be more sure.
Yeah, you can replace it with, if you don't want to be so dirty. You can say, bet 100%. You can bet 100%. You can bet for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They're just as lonely as me.
Yeah, 所以你可以确定一件事情，就是什么事呢？这边的句子是 They are just as lonely as me. 他们跟我一样孤单，这件事情是你可以完全确定的。
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, these are our 5 sentences that we picked. We hope you enjoy the song. It's a very interesting song about Facebook stalking.
And you can listen to it again on our website. Visit Voice2. I forgot our website again.
Again.
Voice2.com/radio. Voice2.com/radio. Go on there and check it out. And at the meantime, we do have our challenges from last week. And these are posts from Bob and Joyce.
Joyce.
We got Bob's text message and Joyce's voice message. So who are we going to go with first?
Bob.
Bob? Okay.
Can Bob. You read the sentence for Bob here?
Okay, here it is.I can't help but listen to my girlfriend. Bob, you're a wuss.
You're a pushover.
You should stand up to your girlfriend.
Be a man.
And say, I'm going to listen to you, whatever you say. I'm sorry, please don't leave me.
So Bob 这边的句子是 I can't help but, 这边使用的 I can't help but, 我很难不去做什么事情呢我很难不去听我女朋友的话。
Means he's probably afraid of his girlfriend or very respectful to
either his girlfriend.
We hope you're the latter one.
Yeah, so 我不得不就是好好的聆听我女朋友的意见她的想法、
mm-hmm.
Let's go on to our voice message.
Joyce is here. This is Joyce's. Let's play it.
You can't love your parents enough. They deserve your every attention.
You can't love your parents enough.They deserve your every attention.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 这边是你不能够爱你的家长更多，你不能就是你要很爱你的父母。 他们赢得你所有的注意力。
Okay, so that's a good sentence. Thank you very much, Joyce. I hope you enjoyed the show. And for everybody who's listening right now, please log on to our website, voicetube.com/radio, and leave your message, either voice or text. And you might be on our show next Monday night, 8 to 8:30 p.m. here on VidTalk with me, JR and Ray. My name is JR, and to look me up on Facebook, which we are talking about today, you can stalk me, it's okay. My Facebook is JR Lee Radio, J-R-L-E-E Radio, 我的脸书。
And mine is Ray Du English with a D-U.
Ray D-U English. Yeah, with more than 10,000 likes.
So join us, join the 10,000 army.
Join the Ray and JR
Facebook army.
What are we talking about? All right, time to say goodbye. God bless you all. See you guys next Monday.
8 to 8:30 on VidTalk ICRT.
Signing See ya. Bye.
本节目由 VoiceTube 制作提供，想看更多有趣影片学英文，请到 VoiceTube.com。